The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
This is Shannon again from Missouri. I called the other night. I'm calling back with a couple more stories for you. I have a story. My mom and her, one of her very good friends, my mom's told me about this, and I know her friend very well, family friends for years. She got remarried, and her new husband bought this beautiful Victorian home that they were going to keep like the old charm to it, but it just needed some things fixed because an old couple had lived in it probably for 50 years, and the older man in there had just passed away. His wife had passed away, I think, a couple years prior, and it was sold to them. They started renovating, and I know they say about renovating, but they weren't renovating their master bathroom. And my mom's friend said every single time they would come home at night, everything in the master bathroom medicine cabinet would be taken out, everything, like every last thing, and lined up on their bathroom counter every night. And they were kind of creeped out by that because they knew that, like, the renovation people weren't doing it and they weren't doing it. And it was just very weird. And one night my mom was there playing bridge with her friends, and she showed them, like, how this would happen. Like, she showed them the stuff lined up. And my mom said it was really weird because it was lined up so neatly and so precise. It was just like, whoever or whatever was doing it wanted attention, like, look, here I am. And her friend said it wasn't like it did not have a malevolent feeling to it, like it wasn't a mean or a nasty thought. But she just said it was as if maybe he was just trying to say that that was his house, or maybe, like, you know, maybe he didn't want to leave, or I don't know. I can't, you know, and it did stop after a while. And she didn't do any drastic house cleanings or anything. It was like, I think she just, you know, he probably figured out that, or, you know, the people that used to live there that had passed, maybe they just realized that my mom's friend and her husband were, that they accepted them and that they were, it was finally okay. But I don't, you know, you don't know, that's speculation, but it did stop. Like, none of the activity continued. But, they did say also, like, a lot of times they'd come home and the kitchen drawers would be open and cabinets would be open, and you could just tell it was the same type of stuff, like just attention grabbing, like, hey, we're here. And then the other story we have was, I don't know if you remember a movie that came out in 2011 called Munger Road. I told you that I grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. This is about a haunted railroad, and it's a school bus of children, and it got stuck on the tracks, and tragically all these children were killed. And they would say, like, if you parked your car and turned it off and put, like, baby powder, sprinkled it in the back, like, you could see little footprints of these, where whoever these kids were, and they would push your car. And obviously in the movie, Hollywood added stuff, but it was like, I think they took the core idea of what Munger Road was about, and they, you know, they went from there and added their own storylines. But my friend had me go out there, and another thing that they would always say is if you went at night and you looked in the rearview mirror and you turned off your headlights, you could see headlights behind you, but you could never figure out where the source of, like, the mysterious ghostly headlights were from. Like, you could see them, and it would be like you'd think they were getting close to you, and if you stopped your car to see if you could finally see where they would just, you know, like, eventually just dissipate. Really creepy. And then another thing would be, like, your car would often stall on this road. So my best friend convinces me to drive her out there. And I said, well, I'm not going there at night. So I said, after school, we can drive out there. And my car was a couple years old. It was an automatic transmission, because I know I can drive stick too. And I know sometimes stick just, you know, your stick might, you know, especially in older cars, like an old, you know, I remember I learned on an old VW Beetle, like, it'll just stall. Like, sometimes you don't even mean to, you just, you know, you accidentally stall it. But I had an automatic transmission, and this car was a couple years old. And we drive out there, and the road was just abandoned to me. It wasn't as creepy as the Ovaltine building was that I was telling you about, where you really got a feeling that someone was watching you and that you had this feeling of, like, get out. But it was just sort of like, wow, what happened here? You know, like, clearly there used to be a lot of homes, and now they're dilapidated, and it just seemed, you know, like, it was deserted, really. And it's a long stretch of road. And I think it's Munger Road, and I think the tracks came across it. And you would cross and they were abandoned, but there was no more trains. I mean, it was an old abandoned track. And I was driving, and my car stalled. My car never stalled. So I'm like panicking, you know, this is when there's no cell phones, there's no iPhones. You know, I think I had one of those huge brick phones under my seat that my dad had given me. He's like, don't use that unless it's an emergency. And I wasn't even thinking about it at that time. I just wanted to get my car started. And I'm like sitting there and it had never happened before. You know, like I'd never had car trouble, and especially to have it happen in the middle of this road. So I'm panicking, you know, I'm like almost like screaming at my friend, like, what the hell is happening? You know, and finally I did get it started and I just gunned it the hell out of there. And she wanted me to go back and like go back the other way and see what we could see. I was like, hell no, I'm getting the hell out of here. Shut up. I was like, I probably wasn't even being very nice. I was so scared. I just wanted to get out of there because I knew my car had never stalled. I know my car. I just knew something wasn't right and I couldn't explain it and I didn't want to find out. It was like, I didn't care what it was. I didn't care what did it. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. And that whole road had so much, people talking about it, like, you know, about, you know, dark, you know, in the darkness, headlights behind you and your car stalling. And if you stopped on the abandoned railroad tracks and sprinkled baby powder, you would see these little footprints. So I was like, I was not having it. I was out of there, but that did happen as well. So that was very creepy. I was very scared. I still have no explanation for it. My car drove fine after that. It had a full tank of gas. I know, like, all the general questions. Did you run out of gas? Were you low on gas? No, I had a full tank of gas. No car trouble after that. My car rode fine. It just stalled in the middle of that road that was allegedly haunted. So, again, some more good stories for you for Halloween, or, you know, if you ever want to use them. But anyway, I hope everything's going great. And I, you know, keep listening to the podcast that I haven't heard yet, because I'm a fairly new listener and I love what you're doing. And I have such a blast listening to everything, and I enjoy listening to everybody's personal experiences. Take care. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment, or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.